Pope Benedict XVI will travel to the Italian city of Turin tomorrow on a pastoral visit on the occasion of the public display of the Turin Shroud. Susie Hodges spoke to historian Mark Gushkin, who is also a member of the British Society for the Shroud, about the visit.
People who would come from outside, pilgrims who would come to see the cloth, especially the group that I was with from the UK, they were all very, very excited about it and think it was a great show of belief in what the Shroud is and what it represents.
But it's not just Christians who are fascinated by the Shroud, is it? I mean, why is it such a crowd puller?
That's quite right. It's not just people who are within any denomination of a church who are fascinated by this. In fact, strangely enough, it's quite often the opposite to this, where especially in the early 20th century, there was a very, very strange turn of events that took place then, when there was a well-known Jesuit, Herbert Thurston, who was publishing articles saying that it was a fake and couldn't be real. And at the same time, there was quite literally the same year, there was a self-declared atheist, a French scientist called Yves Delage, who was claiming that it was genuine and real. I think that today there are two sides to the Shroud. There is obviously a very religious and spiritual side to it because of the image that's on it. But the scientific mystery as to how the image got onto the cloth and everything that surrounds it, its long and disputed history, all the different kinds of experiments that have been carried out on the cloth and the different results that have come out. I think that this has attracted people from all walks of life and all kinds of beliefs or lack of beliefs.